Hi everybody, welcome back to English for You on day two of some fun facts. I'm Kat.
And I'm Rainbow.
And today we are discussing another brand name. Yesterday we were talking about Bluetooth and where that name came from. Today we're talking about something totally different. So we want to talk first about like a few other interesting brand name stories.
Oh, do you know any brand name stories in English? I know the Chinese translation stories and they're sometimes really funny.
Yeah, like what?
Okay, so in Chinese, a lot of brand names are phonetically translated from English, and this is done in mainland China, and the characters are always adjusted to fit the product. One that's also used in Taiwan that's really common is Coca-Cola, which in Chinese, 可口可乐. So that's like pretty much the same sound, right? But 可口 means yummy, and 可乐 is like something that can make you happy, which is actually how Coca-Cola makes you feel.
Interesting. Yummy, happy soda.
Yeah,
okay.
Yummy, happy soda.
That makes sense.
And
yeah.
And then there's one that's weird sounding, and it sounds like it's definitely not translated in Taiwan, but it's Subway, and I think the Chinese sounds really angry. It's 赛百味.
Whoa, that does sound kind of angry.
I want some 赛百味.
赛百味, yeah.
And it literally means to race for 100 different flavors, and it sounds so aggressive. And I think it's like, I guess the name sort of really like takes a detour from the original English meaning, but it's very creative as well.
I guess so. Well, and you know, Subway originally comes from the subway in New York, I think. So they have those pictures all over their walls where it's like the old New York subway in the 19th century and that sort of thing. But anyway, we're going to talk about a totally different brand today. And actually, it also comes from the 19th century. So we're going to learn about what was it originally used for and how is it related to today. So let's take a look at the article.
Reading.
Fun facts. If you're thirsty, you might reach for a cola such as Pepsi. How do you think this popular drink got its name? In the late 1890s, Caleb Bradham opened Bradham Drug Company in North Carolina, U.S. Like many drugstores of the time, it had a soda fountain. Bradham created a new soda drink in 1893. It was composed of vanilla, liquid from the cola nut,and something called rare oils. These were oils made from fruit. He originally called it Brad's Drink, but changed the name to Pepsi Cola in 1898. The first part of the name comes from the word dyspepsia. One of the health problems associated with dyspepsia is a painful stomach. Bradham created this drink with the idea that it would help people with dyspepsia feel better.The second part of the name comes from the cola nuts used in the drink. As useful for health as the drink was, people started drinking it just for fun. The business soon expanded and got too big for Bradham's drugstore. In 1902, Bradham became president of the company he established, the Pepsi Cola Company, and the rest is history.
Okay, so we start our article off today by saying, if you're thirsty, you might reach for a cola, such as Pepsi. So Pepsi is the one we're talking about today. Yeah, so reach for, this is our first word that we're going to talk about. Reach for is what Rainbow's doing to my cup. Oh my gosh. Well, reach for, it means grab with your arm like she just did. But reach for in this sense is more like get something that's convenient to you. So many places around Taiwan have Pepsi very conveniently. So it's easy to get if you're thirsty. You can kind of just be, I want a Pepsi today or I want a Coca-Cola. So I'm going to go to Family Mart or 7-Eleven and get one. That's very easy.
Super convenient. Mm-hmm. Next sentence. How do you think this popular drink got its name?
Pepsi.
So we're going to talk about the name of Pepsi.
Pepsi. Mm. Maybe it's Pep and C.
Pep and C combined together?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. So we're going to go back to the history of when Pepsi was started. In the late 1890s, Caleb Bradham opened Bradham Drug Company in North Carolina, U.S.
Drugs.
Yep, drugs. But this is not a bad kind of drug. Yeah. Drug is a noun for something that people take that has a certain effect on their body, usually like a pill or some kind of strong medicine.
A syrup, yeah. A powder.
It has both a good and a bad meaning. So the good meaning is like medicine that the doctor gives you if you're sick. Or you can go to the drugstore where they sell like cold medicines or medicines for whatever problems you have. Or a drug company like Brad has started. The bad meaning is illegal drugs, which you can't take because they can hurt people. So please don't do things like this. Yeah. Or this is associated with drug dealers, which are people who sell drugs illegally, or drug addicts, which are people who need a drug to make themselves feel okay. Or if you say somebody is on drugs, that means they're a drug addict, they're addicted to drugs. So sometimes the line is not so clear because you can be addicted to legal drugs too. Just be careful. So anyway, in this case, it's a good meaning because Bradham was a medicine seller. He ran a drug store. So here's another example. Lara had to take some strong drugs to stop the pain from her broken leg.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah.
Okay, like many drug stores of the time, it had a soda fountain.
I love soda fountains.
So it sounds like a soda and a water fountain. So
I don't
think so. A soda fountain is a device that gives out carbonated soft drinks. So, for example, we have our Fantas, Coke, you have Sprite, mm-hmm. or Nestle. So, at the movie theaters, you can see them at Nestle at restaurants, concession stands, or other locations, and convenience stores or movie theaters. It's really common. Mm. And then you can just go and they'll give you an empty cup, and then you can get whatever you want. Oh, Costco also has them too.
Oh, yeah, true. I think there's a lot of places where you can just get a cup and get your own fountain drinks. Yeah. So anyway, Bradham created a new soda drink in 1893. So he was running this drugstore, which he also sold soda at. And I think at this time, soda was kind of thought of a way to make your stomach feel better.
Oh.
So that's probably why they were put together. So anyway, this new drink, it was composed of vanilla, liquid from the cola nut, and something called rare oils.
Okay.
Sounds kind of mysterious.
So composed of means to be made up of, or we can also say comprised of. So we're talking about the main ingredients that go into the soda. We can use, say, what it's composed of. I have a sentence for you. The highest class would be composed of wealthy and educated people. So that means everybody who's wealthy and educated might be a part of the highest class in the sentence.
Yeah, the highest social class. Okay, so now we're going to talk about this word liquid. We talked about the drink is partly made by liquid from the cola nut. But liquid is something that changes shape and flows. So it's actually one of three states of matter. The first one is solid, which is something that doesn't change shape and it won't change shape even if you put it in something else. Liquid, which is something that changes shape. And gas, which is something that goes through the air. So that's the three states of matter, and liquid is one of them. Liquid from the cola nut sounds kind of like something you can squeeze out of the nut and put in a glass, which is why it works in Pepsi. So some other liquids you might think of are water, that's the most common one, honey, that's really thick, blood, milk, glue before it dries, or even wax. So here's another example sentence. The wax in the candle melted into a hot liquid as it burned lower and lower.
Okay, so the next sentence is, these were oils made from fruit. Mm-hmm. Made from is kind of like comprised of. It's talking about how something is manufactured or what it's made of. So, for example, we can say, plastic is made from oil. So that's the origin of how plastic came about before it was processed. Or we can say Native American houses were made from mud, which they're called sod houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the one kind of houses that they used to have. Anyhow, so we had this new drink that he created and sold at his soda fountain at his drugstore. He originally called it Brad's Drink, that makes sense, but changed the name to Pepsi Cola in 1898. Oh, I wonder why.
So we're about to find out where Pepsi comes from. So the first part of the name comes from the word dyspepsia. Wow, that's dyspepsia. A big word. So dyspepsia means indigestion or not being able to process food in your stomach. And it can cause a bunch of pain in a lot of places, like your heart or anywhere in your body, if you're not able to process food very smoothly. People can also experience feeling really full, like really easily than expected when they're eating.
I wonder why that is. Sounds like a not great problem to have. And that's what we were talking about with that they were thinking soda was supposed to make your stomach feel better. So one of the health problems associated with dyspepsia is a painful stomach. Okay, so this phrase, one of these phrases that we see in this sentence is associate with. So associate as a verb is kind of like connect. So connecting something in your mind with something else. So for example, dyspepsia is associated with an upset stomach, a hurt stomach. Like, it's not exactly the cause of it per se, it might be, but the things are linked, and that's what you need to know. So another way to use associate is as a noun, association. An association is a bunch of people who are associated together in an organization for a common goal. Or we can use this as a noun. It's spelled the same way as associate, but said associate. Associate is a person who is associated with a company. So if our company has an associate, that means that person is working for our company, kind of, but they're not really an employee. They're kind of on the side and they're just helping us when we need it. So here's another example of how we can use associate, the verb. I wonder how the colors red and green became associated with Christmas. Maybe it's because of some other branding things like Pepsi Cola.
Oh, all right. And then we have the word stomach. So stomach is here, the internal organ in which the major part of the food digestion occurs, or where food is processed after you eat it. And if our stomach really hurts or we have bad digestion, we can say, I have a stomach ache. Sentence for you. My stomach hurts really badly. I think I ate something that wasn't good anymore.
Oh, that's not great. Yeah. So anyhow, Bradham created this drink with the idea that it would help people with dyspepsia feel better.
So Pepsi, dyspepsia, the second part of the name comes from the cola nuts that are used in the drink. So before, Kat mentioned the different ingredients that are in Pepsi, and cola is the seed of the tropical cola tree, which is like a little brown seed, and it contains caffeine, and you can chew it, or it could be made into a drink.
I wonder if it tastes good. Anyhow, as useful for health as the drink was, people started drinking it just for fun. It probably tasted pretty good.
All right, so we can have a sentence pattern here. The sentence can start with although, for example. Although the drink was useful for health, people started drinking it just for fun. So we can reconstruct the sentence and put the adjective or the adverb of the main clause or the main idea in the front of the sentence so that it's more emphasized. So we know that we can say as something as. That is a common way to compare two things together. Here, that would be the thing that we're trying to emphasize. So for example, as popular as he is, which means even though he's very popular, the president hasn't always managed to have his own way.
All right, so it sounds like people were really enjoying this Pepsi Cola. So what happened?
The businesses soon expanded and got too big for Bradham's drugstore. Wow, so congratulations, because he's doing really well.
Yeah, it sounds like Pepsi Cola was kind of his ticket to success. Anyway, in 1902, Bradham became president of the company he established, the Pepsi-Cola Company. And the rest is history. So we have another word here. that is established. Establish is a verb that means like to start something new. So for example, start a new business, start a new school, or start thinking of another plan that is going to happen for like a project or something. And it's something that others will build on and continue to grow. So there's a few different forms of this. There's a noun form, which is establishment. Adding on M-E-N-T makes this a noun. So like an establishment could be a store, or an establishment could be an organization that's been around a while, or something that somebody made. Usually an establishment is something a little bit older, like it's very, very stable and it's not going anywhere. An adjective form of this is established. So just the past tense of established, you can say, this company is very established, or something like that, which means that it's a strong company. It's not going to go under. It's not in danger or anything like that. And I think Pepsi Cola is a pretty established company, don't you?
Yeah.
So anyway, let's give you an example sentence for the verb here. So Google, that's another brand name we all know. Google was established by two young men in a garage and grew into the technology giant we know today.
And Definitely. We have the sentence that ends with the rest is history. What does that mean? History means we all know about it. Let's check out today's Pocket Phrase Go to find out more about the rest is history. And then we'll go to our For You chat.
Pocket Phrase Go!
强叔我本人可是红了40多年了连告别演唱会都要巡回3年就知道呢哈哈我有多受欢迎 I had my first hit record in 1970 and the rest is history 打从1970年我就推出我的首张大碟哈哈至于之后我有多么受欢迎那就是大家都知道的故事了如果还不知道呢就赶快进戏院去看电影了 History 这个字呢，就是历史的意思。所以呢 ，the rest is history， 剩下的都是历史了。表示呢，剩下没讲的事情，哎呀，不用多说了，因为其余的事都是众所皆知的事情了。好比说呢，在你们台湾呢，1996年首次民选总统、副总统 ，Taiwanese government passed a law that allows people to vote in 1996， and the rest is history。 之后有谁当选，有什么政党轮替，哎呀，想必呢是台湾的大家都熟知的事情。这时呢，我们就可以用 the rest is history 来表示剩下的事情大家都知道，我们呢就不用多说喽。For
you chat.
All right. So our for you chat question for today is: What other product names do you know the origin of?
Ooh, so many good stories we have for you. So the first one is Pepsi's competitor, and that's Coca-Cola. So we all know Coca-Cola. That's derived from coca leaves and cola nuts. Coca-Cola, and the founder actually changed the K of cola to a C to make the name look better. So you know the fancy logo that everybody remembers, the one that's really pretty, Coca-Cola, CC.
Yeah, I mean, we don't see it in Taiwan because it's in Chinese, but the logo in English has these beautiful C-O-L-A or C-O-C-A-C-O-L-A.
They still have it on the can.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm used to seeing the other one now. Anyhow, so another one of these is Skype, which is, you know, a video chatting and phone calling kind of app or program that kind of used to come before Line and before FaceTime and all those other ones that you can video chat now. But Skype is still around, and maybe you've used it. The original concept was called Skype peer-to-peer, which morphed into something shorter, Skyper. And then they just took off the R and called it Skype.
And remember that it is not Skypee. For all of you who have heard people say it, please correct them, Skype.
Uh-huh, Skype, okay. I've never heard Skypee, but yeah, it's not right.
Chinese, Skypee.
Okay. So, and then we have this other one, which I never know how to say if it's Adidas or Adidas.
Ah, so you have the sort of American pronunciation and the European pronunciation. And my European friend swears that it's Adidas, and he always corrects us every time.
Okay.
It comes from the company founder's name, which is Adolf Dassler. So A-I-D from Adolf, and then Dassler, Das, Adidas, together with the first three letters. It all combines together into Adidas. Of course, Adidas. Americans say Adidas.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Adidas's brother was the one who founded, what's the other shoe company? Is it Reebok?
Puma?
No. Puma, thank you. Yeah, he founded Puma, so they actually had a long-time rivalry. It's very famous. So there's lots of names of other famous brands that come from other things, too. They just take a direct word, like Nike. Nike is named after a Greek goddess who's known for being very fast and athletic. There's Pandora, the radio service, where Pandora was the first woman on Earth in Greek mythology, and she opened this box that unleashed all the evil things in the world. But Pandora just unleashes all the music in the world, I guess.
And Pandora's also that fancy bracelet, too.
Oh, that's right. Pandora, that's right. It's a very fancy kind of bracelet that you can wear. And Fanta, another kind of soda, comes from the German word fantasy. It's actually originally from Germany. And then some brands are even just made up words like Kodak and Dasani. Dasani is Coca-Cola's, like, water brand. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't come from any language, but it just sounds refreshing. And then another one that's actually surprising when I learned about this was Häagen-Dazs. Häagen-Dazs sounds like a real word, doesn't it?
It sounds very European.
Yeah, it sounds
Northern European.
Yeah, it's supposed to sound like Danish, like the language from Denmark, but Häagen-Dazs is actually made up by an American guy who literally sat down at his kitchen table and started saying nonsense-sounding, Danish-sounding words until he came up with something that he thought sounded cool.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, Häagen-Dazs. It doesn't mean anything, but it sounds cool, and it's a nice ice cream brand. It has good ice cream. So we're going to leave you there. You guys can discuss this with your classmates. Maybe you have your own stories or your own things that you would like to research about different brands. So we'll see you next time. I'm Kat.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. If you're thirsty, you might reach for a cola such as Pepsi. How do you think this popular drink got its name? In the late 1890s, Caleb Bradham opened Bradham Drug Company in North Carolina, U.S. Like many drugstores of the time, it had a soda fountain. Bradham created a new soda drink in 1893. It was composed of vanilla, liquid from the cola nut, and something called rare oils. These were oils made from fruit. He originally called it Brad's Drink, but changed the name to Pepsi Cola in 1898. The first part of the name comes from the word dyspepsia. One of the health problems associated with dyspepsia is a painful stomach. Bradham created this drink with the idea that it would help people with dyspepsia feel better. The second part of the name comes from the cola nuts used in the drink. As useful for health as the drink was, people started drinking it just for fun. The business soon expanded and got too big for Bradham's drugstore. In 1902, Bradham became president of the company he established, the Pepsi Cola Company, and the rest is history.
Vocabulary Review.
Drug. The drug used to treat this disease can give you an upset stomach or headaches. Compose. This course is composed of three parts: weekly classes, one large project, and two exams. Liquid. You can put this special liquid on after a day in the sun, and it'll stop your skin from drying out. Associate. Kelly's trouble paying attention in school yesterday was associated with the pain from her toothache. Stomach. I think Patty ate something bad. She says her stomach hurts a lot. Establish. Mickey wants to establish his own music school after he finishes college.